For those whose holiday entertainment includes sports, college bowl games, basketball, and ice hockey are the traditional fare. But for almost three decades, folks in Florida have come out to see a sport of the singing variety. In December of 2013, reporter Phil Latzman and his Slay team set out for Coral Gables to take in a caroling competition that has become one of Florida's spirited annual traditions.
The defending champions are warming up on the sidelines. The Hialeah High School Thoroughbreds are a show choir that has won their division of the caroling competition the past 14 years, and they have the swagger of a champion.
You guys want to win this thing?
Yeah!
I mean, we definitely see this competition because, you know, we see other groups sometimes and we see they're good, so we're just like, we're always trying to be the best as we can be.
Let's see, a football game, you'll see it, but you might not remember it as much as a chorus show. The jingles will stay in there. You know they will.
Jessica Peralta and Andy Villarreal are key players in the choir, led by head coach, or rather chorale director and English teacher, Ishmael Gonzalez, who has participated in this event all 27 years of its existence. Gonzalez says singing and athletics do have similar routines.
You have to concentrate, you have to rehearse, you know, you have to practice. The same way you have to be disciplined, you know, you have to rest, you have to eat well. You know, you do have to take care of yourself when you compete. And also sing and have fun.
And Gonzalez's Thoroughbreds take the stage. The girls are in red Santa gowns. The boys are wearing Santa caps to go with red bow ties and suspenders. They're dancing on the steps of an office building in the backdrop of a giant 32-foot poinsettia, one of the largest of its kind in the world. The hulking red tree was a gift to the city of Coral Gables in 1987 that inspired the competition. Hialeah High's rendition of this holiday standard is watched closely by a team of judges, including retired music teacher Judy Berger.
First of all, it's a visual. Do they look good? Do they follow their thing? And then you listen for perfection. You listen for the fact that they have good intonation, that they pronounce their words well, that they make the songs mean something, and that they're just not drones. You want it to sound like it's holiday music and not just, okay, I learned this song and now let me sing it.
And Hialeah has some stiff competition. Everglades Senior High has over 100 members in its choir rolling merrily along. Fellow judge Rafael de Guzman says just like on any field or court, teamwork matters.
I mean, they have to be listening to each other, and the movement has to be precise and in unison. This is a friendly competition, but there is an accountability, just like in sports.
Last up, the biggest and perhaps most formidable squad of carolers from Coral Park Senior High with their own twist on a Christmas classic.
Misfortune seemed his lot. We got into a drifting bank and then we got upset.
In the end, 28 schools shared over $11,000 in cash prizes, with Hialeah again taking home first prize in the show choir division, and Everglades and Coral Reef sharing top honors in the full choir division. But there were good tidings for all, and according to Hialeah High's Jaylene Fernandez, no losers.
We could all have fun, and we all enjoy it so much that I don't see it as a competition. I see it more as bonding.
While sports and choir may have some things in common, these choir members say there is one noticeable difference.
Is there any trash talking involved here? Trash singing, maybe? No?
No, there's never.
That I know of, not really.
Never. We always, usually when other choirs see us, they say, oh my God, you guys did so good. And we share, like, good comments or good feedback, never anything bad.
Where's the fun if you trash talk other people?
Perhaps pro athletes can take a cue from amateur carolers.
Let's send you off with a happy holiday wish in the form of bells.
For Only a Game, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.